Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. It is a day where we look ahead to October and to a big matchup on Sunday, the Eagles and the Chiefs. Elliott Shore Park says it's an acceptable loss. Most of us disagree with that. Most of us. Some of us are trying to justify Elliott's thinking.
No, I just try to figure how Elliot got to the way he got to.
You find it fascinating.
We see right through it. We see right through it.
That irritates you so
bad. It does. And deep down, do you feel like this October will be different for the Phillies? That's our Twitter poll, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. How about this? I'm actually impressed with the voting on this. I know it's going to be, there's a lot of people out there that have, you know, a lot of scars from the past few Octobers, like Hugh Douglas. But 54% of people are feeling that it's going to be different, that this Phillies team feels different as we get close to
a
October.
Low number.
That, you think it's low?
Yeah. You're touting 54%. No, that means I'm almost winning.
No, when you're not winning.
That's
you're
a win
losing.
For you.
That's a win for me.
I think it is. I think it's a moral victory.
But here's what I will say. If we had asked this question during any other hot streak in June, July, April, May, I think we would have got less than that. I think this is growing on people. I think we're getting close to people believing fully again.
I just would have thought that with how hot they are, like at this time, it's always about getting hot at the right time for people.
Yeah.
And we got to be one of the hottest teams, if not the hottest team in baseball right
now. They are, yeah.
We're like playing at least the best baseball.
And look, I understand that the reality is Wheeler's gone, right? And that impacts things. It makes them less likely to win the whole thing than if they had him. I get that. But they still have a real chance. And they're going to be a top seed.
I would say
two seed.
If they had Wheeler right now, I'd be close to using the L word.
A lock? I mean, I think they'd be the favorite.
I'd be close.
I'd be calling them the favorite if they had with Zach Wheeler.
With the way the other guys are pitching
right now. What are you laughing at over there?
I don't.
Tired of you.
No, my mind went somewhere else because I was like, wait a minute. What's he talking about? Then I thought about it for a minute. I was thinking something else.
L word? You had a different L word or a different F word?
Well, I heard something different. And so
lock?
I was like, yeah.
Come on.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I was on one. Don't worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we know. All right. By the way, 1 hour from now, your chance to win a pair of tickets. Return of the mic coming to the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, AC, January 23rd, 2026. We got a pair of tickets. So tune in 1 hour from now. We'll tell you how you could win. We have a pair to give away today and then the grand prize. So all of our winners, today's winner, yesterday, tomorrow, everyone will be entered in. We'll throw the names in a hat. And one of our winners tomorrow will also win an overnight stay at the Hard Rock the night of the show. Tickets go on sale Friday, 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.com. We'll give away a pair 1 hour from right now. Stay tuned. And by the way, tomorrow, we're going to have a pretty loaded show, including, are you guys ready for Elliott versus Jolly tomorrow, 11 a.m. on our show?
Jolly, who claims to be 5-0 in debates.
Yeah, Jolly's, I mean, he's got to get real with that. He's gotten smoked in some of those debates. Boy, that hurts the ears. Okay. Hugh, who's your money on tomorrow? Elliott or Jolly?
That's a tough one.
Nah.
No, because, Elliott has a way of saying, like, his delivery can be somewhat annoying.
Yeah. Yes.
And Jolly has a way of when he's losing an argument, he will deflect.
Yeah. Don't know how else to say this. You are not thinking.
So it just all depends on how it goes. See, you can tell when Jolly feels like he's like backed in the corner.
Yeah.
He'll start attacking the attacker.
The only debate that he's had recently here that I thought he really was in the, like, you, if you were scoring it like a boxing bout, you would give him more points, was him against Spike. Not because I thought he actually, his content was winning. Mm-hmm. He got Spike off his square. Spike started to feel like annoyed.
Yeah, I agree. Like he gets annoyed pretty easy.
Yeah, but you know. But if you're in the advantage, you shouldn't get annoyed.
Yeah, you should sit on your square.
Yeah, and Spike had more facts in their debate. Jolly didn't really have any besides like Daryl Morey's a loser. Yeah, so Elliot versus Jolly tomorrow at 11 a.m. sharp. Do not miss that. All right, let's get back to the phone calls here. Then we'll check in what's going down in KC and what they're saying about this football game. Roberto is in Philadelphia. Hey, Roberto.
What's up, Joe? What's up, man? So look, at first I thought that question was kind of like, oh, it's acceptable. But then, like, I'm not the biggest Elliot Shore Parks fan, but I do kind of agree with Elliot, but it depends, though. Like,
okay,
you can't say before the game it's acceptable because we could be up 15 points with 4 minutes left and then lose, which would be unacceptable at that point. And you just kind of have to watch how the game goes. But I will say I agree with Elliot as far as, like, the factors. Like, listen, the Chiefs just got beat to the death in the Super Bowl. They're at home coming off a loss to the Chargers, who they've kind of owned. Like, the Chiefs have owned their division for some years. Now the Chargers get a week one win. That's a little momentum for them. Like, things are turning. I will say I don't think it's an acceptable loss, but am I surprised if the Chiefs come out energetic, if they come out with a game plan? Like, if they come out, you know, dotting all their I's, crossing all their T's, I'm not surprised at all. And if they get the better of us, I just can't say I'm surprised. But, of course, you're going out in this football game looking to win. You're looking to attack. I'm hoping that our offensive coordinator has a little bit more answers because you already know how I forget his name. I can't believe I'm forgetting his name.
Spagnuolo.
Yeah, you know how Spagnuolo is disciplined, and I don't think he liked having a 40-piece hung on him in the Super Bowl. So I'm expecting him to come out with his best stuff, especially after a loss. So I think Elliot is saying, like, if you just can't be surprised if they come out absolutely on their A game and play like an A-plus game. But I'm hoping that the Eagles are able to shut all that down. But I'm expecting the Chiefs' absolute best here.
It's a lot of butts, like, a lot of hedging. Sound like you.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Taking your cues from Douglas over here, Roberto?
Hey, I'm a big Douglas fan. That's my boy.
I'm trying to just tell you, I'm listening to what's being said and just trying to figure out where Elliot's coming from. That's all.
Yeah, and yeah, look, Roberto, I think innocent little Hugh. Yeah, I
am so innocent.
I think we will get the Chiefs' best ever. Roberto, good phone call, man. Appreciate it. I think we're gonna get a Chiefs A game, but it's almost like,
what is their A game?
But let me ask it this way: do we agree that we expect the Chiefs to play a good game because they're desperate?
Yes.
Okay. Do we think the Eagles are better as a roster?
Yeah.
Okay, so then if the only piece of the puzzle missing is then you must expect the Eagles not to play well. If you think the Eagles are better, what are we not getting the Eagles' A effort?
I look at it like this. Because there's been so much trepidation about the quarterback play. And we've been not from you. I'm not saying that
from you. You had a number one yesterday.
Yeah, he did. He was.
QBR, but, don't forget.
Okay.
Penix 4.
If you're getting ahead of this, the question is, how much is Jalen going to have to do in this game? And how is Spags going to attack him?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's what we're talking about. Because the question marks to me is, we don't know how healthy the receiver is. And, you know, even Devontae Smith wasn't even that much involved in the passing game.
Not really.
So that's the question. Like, we don't want to say it, but that's probably what it is. It's okay. What do you think Jalen's going to do? I mean, it also, like, everything evolves around the quarterback play, whether we want to talk about it or not. And that's not a slight on Jalen. It's just like, okay, how is he coming out when the Kansas City Chiefs attack him in this game?
Are you more concerned on Sunday about the Eagles' offense against Spags or the Eagles' defense against Andy and Mahomes?
I'm looking at it more how we're going to score points.
Okay, so the offense.
Yeah. I mean, I was answering. I was just telling you, you know, why. Because all we talked about all week long was the receivers and the passing game. And knowing what we know about the last time these two teams met up, there was not a question about the receivers and the passing game because they were efficient in the Super Bowl. So now you're going to it, and the biggest question to me is, okay, how healthy is A.J. Brown? You know?
Well, and then to go off your point, we also have a new coordinator.
Now, yes.
Week one, I didn't think Petullo was bad,
and
but
he to your point, Joe, not to cut you off.
Scripted plays.
Yeah. He was like, hey, I don't know how much of that is true, but when you say it, you leave yourself open for all kind of reckless speculation.
Before the show today, we were talking about the game and how things could go on Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. There's a scenario where they win big, they win tight, whatever. If AJ has another quiet game, what would be the reasons? I came up with three. One, Jalen's just not seeing him and pulling the trigger, which I didn't think that was the case the first week, but okay, we saw that in the past. AJ's not healthy. That's option two. Or maybe Petullo, we got some growing pains here with a first-time coordinator.
All of that. And I think it's fair. It's not just about the quarterback. It's a lot of questions. Because he was efficient last week. There's no question about that. But when you talk about these defenses, the defense that you're facing this week is a lot better than what you faced last week.
I agree with that. Even though they didn't play great in Brazil, they have more talent.
Man for man.
Yeah.
Man for man.
They have McDuffie, they have Karloftis, they have Chris Jones. They're better.
And what you look at is, okay, I remember being in games where you take an L and you get berated in the meetings and you watch that film and you're sitting there and you're sick to your stomach because you have to watch that film.
Right.
And you can't wait to get to the next game. You're anxious to get to it and you want to get that nasty taste out of your mouth.
So you're saying the Chiefs off a loss is kind of like that's kind of
what it is, because you're coming back and you're like, damn, and then you got the Eagles coming into town. They beat your ass in the Super Bowl. So now you're trying to, you know, you want to try to put your best foot forward.
Are you sensing the pattern here that I'm sensing, Joe? This is 2 weeks in a row now with
you. What are you talking about?
You were a little worried about the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Very worried about the Chiefs.
You guys are
something
so
tells me Hugh is not that high on the Eagles this year.
You guys are so
Downer Douglas.
Childish. Your confidence level isn't high.
I'm just reacting to what you're saying, dude.
You know what? Try every day to come out here and analyze and give you my perspective.
We don't care about that.
And you guys are so childish that you just can't. You can't.
No, hold on. Yesterday you were all emotion this, emotion that. I'm trying to apply the logic. Now today, when it's convenient for you, I'm trying to be analytical. Pick a side, Douglas. Pick
today,
a side, dude.
Today,
whatever fits your agenda.
Agreed.
Well, that's
today,
how Penix got ranked the fourth best.
I have an
football
agenda.
I mean, we know that.
Today is my day to be clear and concise. Foolishness is for Friday. So you're a day early. Foolishness is on a Friday.
Yeah.
Because it's the weekend. We about to make these drinks. And we're going to have a great weekend. But today is analysis. And I'm just telling you a perspective that I, like, when I think about it, that's the way I'm thinking about.
Say that. If you're scared, get a dog. How's that sound? All right. If you're scared, get a dog.
Hey, both you guys.
All right.
So
can
much.
We check in? What's going on down in Kansas City? Right out in Kansas. I guess it's down and out wherever. It's west and in the
it's
middle.
Like out yonder.
Yeah. It's far
not
away.
Important.
Out
not
way.
Important.
Anyway, right. Kansas City Radio 96.5 The Fan. Those guys talking about the team, the game, and kind of where they're at after Week One.
Eavesdropping on the enemy.
That's the thing, and that's where we need to stop this train really, really fast. We're the freaking Chiefs. Stop grasping at straws.
Right. And, you know, maybe this isn't off to the start of the season that we might have thought it could have been, but the fact that Mahomes is a dog at home, the fact that Andy's got a little bit of time, and the fact that I sit here and say, prove to me until it's proven wrong, would make me kind of a dumbass to be like, okay, well, then what makes you think Philadelphia wins? They didn't play great against Dallas. They had a lightning delay. Won. I get it.
But they weren't playing that great before the lightning delay.
I mean, A.J. Brown, what, one catch for 8 yards
you
in the fourth quarter?
You read a book on the sidelines again, you
and
know?
And Devonta Adams, we'll see. Not Devonta Adams,
Devonta Smith.
It's Devontae Adams and Devonta Smith. Thank you, text line, in the future. And the thing is like, you know Spags can stop the run because Amarian Hampton, going to be a stud. Mm-hmm. I really do believe that. Didn't really run against the Chiefs. Didn't have to. Justin Herbert, though. That's the problem. So I think that if you can sustain pressure, which is a big ask from this Chiefs defense on Jalen Hurts, there's a chance that, you know, myself included could be eating some crow after this game on Sunday where the Chiefs are dogs at home with Patrick Mahomes at quarterback.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, the first thing I thought of listening to that is they sound kind of like Hugh. Mahomes off a bad game, off a loss, Andy,
Chief Douglas over here.
They sound like they're coping. Like they were all over the place.
You know, it sounds like they don't want to believe or accept they might not be as good anymore. So they're kind of going back to, well, they have to win this game, right? No, they don't have to do anything. I mean, the NFL, you either win or you lose, and you play well or you don't, or you're good or you're not. Like, it's not like you have to do anything. There's a lot of 0-1 teams. In fact, there's 16 0-1 teams. They're not all going to go to 1-1 this weekend. I mean, just because you're 0-1 and you're desperate doesn't mean you win, right? Like, they got to have the horses.
Oh, no, but you're gonna get that fight.
Yeah, and I always expect that from the Chiefs. I mean, when do the Chiefs ever lie down?
And here's the thing. Like, just thinking back on it, get a lot of unscouted looks. Like, so there's going to be things where they're going to try to hit you with different plays that you haven't practiced for or you haven't seen that they normally run. And that's where you have to guard yourself from, because a lot of times, you know, playing with the Jets – and when we were losing, hey, man, we would come out and pull out all the stops every week. Mm-hmm. And then you lose that momentum, and then you take that L like you always do. But it's like initially.
Shout out Rich Kotite.
That's what you try to do. You try to shock and awe. Try to get those garbage plays. You try to get those garbage touchdowns.
It wouldn't shock me if they have a few trick plays, really. I mean, Andy's known to do that. And especially without their top receivers, they may have to try to scheme open something. But I look at it like the Eagles are the better team with less injuries. And the Jalen Carter thing, I mean, if it was up to me, he wouldn't be allowed to play. But I'm not in charge. They're going to play him. And the league is allowing him to play. That was up in the air 3-4 days ago, right? Like, if he wasn't playing on Sunday, that's a big deal. He is going to play in this game. So I can't just say it's acceptable. Like, I can't go full Elliott here. Like other people. Black Gritty is up on WIP, and we'll get one more cut from Kansas City coming up in a sec. What's up, Black Gritty?
Joe, this is going to be really hard for me to say. Mm-hmm. I apologize, Joe.
What was that?
I'm sorry, Joe. I apologize.
What
to
you apologizing for?
I mean, the Mets, baby. We out here smacking around at home, Daddy. I thought that Joe Gillian put the kibosh on us, but now we out here dog walking in fools. And I'm not the one to talk about conspiracies, but say something different when they're at home and they're on the road. Because, I mean, we out here dog walking them. And I'm like, I was so mean to Joe Giglio. For once in your life, every once in 10 years, I'm apologizing to you. You better record this, clip it, and save it for your little naps when you go to sleep at night, Joe Giglio.
Oh, we clipped it already. Don't you worry about that. All right, Black Gritty, we're feeling good about the Phils. I also see you want to tell Hugh to shut up, so we want to hear that.
So first of all, as a Generation Xer, You need to stop going to therapy. You're too soft, Hugh Douglas. I want moving furniture, Hugh Douglas, okay? we just don't want these punts and the Super Bowl. And then you're a scout report. You don't had a whole summer of crying on the sideline, Chiefs. What kind of scout report did you got? You ain't got wide receiver one, wide receiver two, and Travis Kelce is dating a billionaire. He's about to get married to a billionaire. Do you want to get hit in the mouth when you're making $1 billion, Hugh Douglas? For just being married to somebody, you don't. And he schemed up that one wide open three, and he got that touchdown, this little punk bull dance, and didn't do nothing else but knock out his player and headbutt another one on the sidelines, and they fighting like punks over there. And I got Carter back. You better stay with your whole chest, you Douglas. I'm moving furniture with you, brother. It is do or die. Acceptable loss. It would be acceptable if they had the dream team over there and they did something to draft and had something going on. But right now, I'm in full strength, and I'm supposed to accept. Let me lose this team without two wide receivers and something you better stop going to therapy, boy. You better get some bass in your chest. This is not acceptable. Your conversation, Elliot Sherman Parks, is not acceptable. That's what's not acceptable. I won't stand for it. We get this George W. This do or die, Hugh Douglas. Watch yourself, Hugh.
I wonder how did I?
Yeah.
How all of a sudden? Did
thank
it become,
you, Blackbird. I appreciate that.
How did me trying to explain what Elliot's talking about become my take?
Because we like to bash Elliot, not explain his takes. I mean, come on, you
I don't
know.
Understand. But by explaining it, you're agreeing with
it's
it.
It's guilt by association. Yeah. You're associating yourself with that.
If you didn't agree with it, then there shouldn't be an explanation.
First and foremost, every day on this show.
No, can we stop?
My job is to teach.
Do this again.
This is my pulpit. This is my pulpit. This is where I try to educate on a daily basis. And it feels like you guys are regressing every day.
Oh, first of all, that's not your job.
It is my job.
It's not.
Your contract says nothing about teaching.
No, it is my job.
I haven't seen it, but I kind of know.
It is my job. It's my job to be clear and concise
how's that going?
In my takes. It's a work in progress. It's gotten better. It's gotten better. I need to be clear and concise in my takes. And try as the best I can.
Yep.
Educate you guys.
Hullabaloo or hoobaloo.
But every day that I come on this show, it's always some nonsense with you guys. The shenanigans between the two of y'all.
Why are you the same guy?
I am the only grown-up that's here. Y'all need to respect y'all elders. That's the problem.
Well, you know what I do? I keep receipts.
Lather Vaseline on me.
I got two
me.
Receipts to share with everyone, okay? Receipt number one is, I believe, when we were at McGurk's last week for our, you know, kind of kickoff show, right? The rally in Roersford. Mm-hmm. I believe I said anything less than 3-1 is unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that would mean only one loss is allowed the first four games of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they already have one win.
Mm-hmm.
You said 2-2 is acceptable.
I said 2-2 is okay. But to be honest,
that means you're kind of accepting a loss in two out of the next three games. Mm. Why? But they want to know.
What I'm saying, no,
two out of three would be 2-2.
First of all,
I'm just doing the math.
I don't recall too much of that conversation that I had last week.
Well, you should.
Because classes, I don't keep the class notes.
Okay.
I don't go back in the past. I just choose to move forward. When it comes to certain things that fit my agenda. So I choose to move forward.
Okay.
So that, whatever we talked about last week, I got you.
All right. Since you forget, let's try to remember what they're talking about in Kansas City. Let's eavesdrop one more time on these guys. What are they saying?
I mean, I've been around this rodeo for a while now with this organization, and you start to see these patterns, and you start to see, you know, people starting to doubt. And what happens when people start doubting Patrick Mahomes? That's when he takes it to the next level. And this has been a great week of doubt, both from people inside Kansas City, which I still don't understand why the doubt is there for a team that's given us all that they've given us for all of these years. This is all gravy, man. Like, anything that has happened really after the first Super Bowl, for the most part, has all been gravy on top of what's been an unbelievable run. And we're still in the middle of that unbelievable run. I can't believe how many, you know, people that I've heard from that are such in like doubt mode about this football team, and they're down in the dumps about this football team. What have you been watching for the last 7 years? You know how this story ends. You know how good we are. You know how awesome Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are together. You know that they don't get embarrassed a lot, and when they do, they rectify it. And I would say they were probably embarrassed on Friday night. I would think that's a fair term
and
the previous game. That's right. And the Super Bowl. And so now they have an opportunity to come back home and really change the quote unquote narrative that's around this team, which I think is a false narrative.
Copium. That's what that sounds like.
Well, it is. I think they're struggling to accept the team isn't as great as it used to be. And that's what it sounds like.
You know what they're doing?
What's that?
They're doing what we do, what we tried to put the kibosh on yesterday, but on like a grander scale. Like, we're the Chiefs.
Right, but they're not anymore.
Oh, you mean
right.
Like, yeah, hey, we won the Super Bowl before. We had a great run.
We were a dynasty. Yeah. We were going for a three-peat.
Yeah.
What if you're just not that team anymore?
They don't realize their tight end is in transition to become a podcaster married to Taylor Swift.
We can make fun of them for that, but we're all going to sit here and, you know, kind of just do the same thing.
Yeah. Well, we can't do that.
No, well, we are.
We're moving on. Some people are not.
Shake it off.
Yeah, some people are.
Shake it off. Ain't that the way the song goes?
Well, you sang it. We have the audio of that somewhere in the system.
That's what people say. That's what they say. Shake it off. I didn't tell you to play that.
This ain't right. I don't know the words. We're going to make it work.
That's why it's karaoke.
I stay out too late.
I think I killed this song.
You did not. You didn't.
I slayed this.
That's what people say.
Is that what people in Atlanta said?
Yeah.
That's what people say.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
I killed that.
Yeah. That's one of the better ones. I'm glad we dug that one up. 215-592-9494. All right. We'll eavesdrop some more on the other side, but not on Kansas City. We got to check in on Jerry Jones.
I've eaten a lot of records.
Yeah, and the fan down in Dallas, what he said about the Eagles' reported offer for Micah Parsons. And I don't think he really understands what he said, which shouldn't surprise anyone. We'll unpack that next. Your phone calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.